Hello, my friend. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to Straight Talk on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I have a question for you today. We're going to give you some straight talk. That's the name of our program. How good are you at asking questions? How good are you at asking questions? Are you uncomfortable with asking questions? Or do you feel like you're really proficient at it? You know, I have a friend, his name is Randy, and he is an absolute master at asking questions. Questions play a vital role in our mind and in our actions, in our relationships, in our business, in our income, and how we prospect. Questions, questions, questions. Questions are important. Answers are even more important. And if you really look for a moment at the quality of life that you've created for yourself and what you've been doing, this might be a little harsh, but it's true. The quality of the questions that you've been asking yourself has translated into the quality of life that you've created for yourself. You get what I'm saying? So your life, your quality of life right now is the sum, if you will, of the types of questions you ask yourself and other people and the results in terms of your actions and the results with other people, whether it be personal or business. So I really want you to take a new perspective of learning how to ask questions and really being a good listener. You know, if you haven't read the book called Listening by Carol McCall, I highly recommend it. And there's another book by Michael Price called Questions Are the Answer. But there's probably lots of books on those topics. My question for you is, how much time do you devote to learning how to ask good questions? Engaging questions, compelling questions. I don't care whether you're building your business online or offline. You know, some of the online marketers say, you know, oh, you're sick and tired of chasing your family and friends. Well, let me show you how to build your business, you know, without ever picking up the phone. Would you like to do that? It's a question. You see, once you get really good at asking questions, once you understand the psychology behind the right questions to ask, then you can create a whole different result for yourself. In marketing, most questions are focused on pain. Would you like to get rich quick, right? Yes, I would. I just got off the phone with a three-way just a few minutes ago, actually. This woman just got into this brand new startup company. It's a 2x2 matrix, and her friend just yesterday made $4,000, and she wants to get into it and make some quick money and, you know, go do something that's going to last a long time. And then interestingly, she told me she was broke, didn't have any money, and she's been in so many companies and none of them ever worked for her. My response was, there's probably a good question you could ask yourself there, because there's probably a good lesson for you there. People who want to get that quantum leap, you know? Quantum leap doesn't work, and if it works, it sure doesn't last. So what other kind of questions do you ask yourself? I'm pausing because I want you to think about this. I want you to ask yourself about your daily habits. I want you to question them because, as one of my coaches taught me, Sonia Stringer, she's an amazing woman. You know, she said to me, Terry, for things to change, you got to change. For things to get better, you have got to get better. So we've got to take different actions. And it's our thinking and our habits that create our actions, that create our results. And if we want to create different results, we need to take different actions. We need to have different habits. And it all goes back to the questions that we ask ourselves. And see, that's your job more than anything else, my friend. You own that responsibility. So I want you to start questioning your thinking. I want you to start planning your time. And when you meet with a prospect about your product or your business, I want you to think about what questions can you ask them So they start asking you more questions about the benefits of your product or your service or your business even. You know, it's interesting. I was at a networking event last night and I, you know, just had like 5 minutes, you know, between breaks to talk to somebody. And understand this, that the person asking the questions in that type of situation, that's the person controlling the conversation, and you want that person to be you. So we literally, it was a 5 minute break. We literally talked about her for 4 minutes in probably 55 seconds. And you know, the MC said, okay, folks, time to sit down. And she's like, oh my God, I didn't even ask you anything about you. Now, here's what I want you to get. Okay, this is subtle, but it should be obvious too. Who knows more about who? I, because I was asking questions about her. I know much more about her than she knows about me. Now, what happens typically in that situation, the law of reciprocity kicks in. She feels guilty because it was all about her and she didn't ask me. So what do you think happened the next time? She wanted to find out all about me and my business. Now, I've done one-on-one conversations with people. Same scenario. You know, we'll meet for an hour and 50 minutes will be all about them and I'm asking them questions. What got them started in their business? What do they like about it? What don't they like about it? I'm trying to figure out what their pain is. What are their likes and dislikes? Because that's what good questioning is all about. Okay. And you have a one-on-one like that for an hour, and 50 minutes is spent about them. You got 5 or 10 minutes left and they're like, oh my God, I don't know anything about you. Now, here's my belief in terms of doing presentations. I don't want to tell them anything until I can tell them everything. So I don't want to have a 5 minute presentation or a 10 minute presentation because most people can't get what I'm about, my philosophy, the company I'm with, and what I do in 5 or 10 short minutes. Now it's interesting. Yesterday at lunch, I went to a meetup group and I was meeting people for the first time, never been to this group before, and got into some really good quality conversations with about 6 different people. Two of them exceptional conversations. One of them has had some experience in this industry, done pretty well by most people's standards for sure. And I asked this question. This is, you know, when I've probably, you're going to laugh at this. I've probably talked to over 100,000 people on the phone. Leads. I mean, just, you know, for probably 10 years, maybe 12, all I did is work the phone and call leads. I'd order at least 1,000 leads a month, sometimes 3. And it's like, bam, 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 bam. You know, asking questions, qualifying, sorting, sifting, saying, nope, not qualified. So you get good once you make that many phone calls, get that many no's too, by the way. Yeah, sensing the other person just by asking a few questions and then trying to qualify them. And the turnaround question that I always ask, and you should write this down if you can, if not, remember it. It's a great question, probably my most favorite question to ask a prospect. Now, so you ask the basic questions, you know, what are you looking for in a business? What are your goals? How much time do you have? How much money do you want to make? And then they, you know, start answering those types of questions. What are they looking for in a business? But the turnaround question really is this. What would you bring to my team and why should I invest my time in you? What would you bring to my team and why should I invest my time in you? Now, if you stop and think about that question, if they answer it properly, they're going to start selling themselves to me. They're going to tell me how wonderful they are, what kind of a leader they are, what their experience is, what their desires are, how hard they're going to work. They're going to tell me all the wonderful things about them. Now, that's very valuable when you're trying to qualify people to join on your team, because the truth is, once you bring somebody on your team and you do it right, you don't just throw the mud against the wall, but you sponsor them, you're going to have a long-term business relationship with that person. And when you do that, it's going to take a lot of time, effort, and energy to help them become successful. So you want to make sure that you're working with the right people. Does that make sense? So again, it's questions. Lots of different layers of questions. You know, your internal mindset. This is a great one. Let me talk about this a second. I've done a whole show on this concept of affirmations. AFFIRM, affirmations, versus affirmations, AFFORMATION, affirmations. So the difference between affirmation and affirmation is an affirmation is something that you want. I want to be at my ideal body weight. Well, an affirmation of that same statement would be asking a question. Why am I at my ideal body weight? You see, the question of asking myself a why question, my mind automatically goes, I'm at my ideal body weight because I make better eating choices and I exercise. As opposed to saying, I'm at my ideal body weight, or I'm rich, or whatever it is that you want. You see, there's a gap between where you are in reality. The question we ask ourselves, why am I a top income earner in my company? Your mind automatically goes to justifying that. Does that make sense? So it's that question. So I'm telling you, asking these questions is really, really important. And if you haven't, or if you'd like to listen to that show I did, you can go to my blog, which is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petro, P-E-T-R-O, Vic, V-I-C-K.com. And you can look for affirmations and just do a search for that and it'll come up. But questions really are the answer. You know, it's the slight edge. You've heard me talk about the slight edge, the book, best-selling book by Jeff Olson. Phenomenal thing. Phenomenal philosophy. Because when you follow the slight edge, it's about taking little steps persistently and consistently over a long period of time. And the truth is, the slight edge is always working, period. The question is it working for you or is it working against you? Think about your prospecting. You know, how many people did you talk to yesterday, last week? When you didn't talk to enough people, what kind of questions were you asking yourself? What kind of things were you telling yourself when you're sitting down for dinner? Do you ask yourself questions that are going to take you closer towards your goal? You know, it's interesting. We have a company convention coming up, and somebody told me the other day that they had a vacation plan. My response was, vacations are amazing. They're fun. Absolutely love to go on them. The question I would suggest that you ask yourself, again, this is a leader coaching somebody who's relatively new. The question I would encourage you asking yourself is, this activity taking me closer or further away from my goal? You see, as leaders, as coaches, we have to get good at getting people to listen to questions and answering them with the desired action and result that's going to take them towards their goal. My thinking on, you know, do you take a vacation or you go to a convention? It's, okay, which activity is going to take you closer to your goal? I mean, if you're financially free, hey, go on a vacation, don't go to the convention. But if you're hungry and you're broke and you're struggling, you need to probably invest in you becoming better so that you can create the money, so you can create the team, so you can create the lifestyle that you want. Does that make sense? All this is great stuff. You know, it is about, you know, asking questions, which ties into your self-esteem, your overall happiness. Connect with me on my blog, which is happinesstosuccess.com. Happinesstosuccess.com. And get the Slide Edge overview. Listen to the interview I did with Jeff Olson on the Slide Edge. You can go to happinesstosuccess.com/resources. My name is Terry Petrovic. Remember this, you have a choice. So make it a better than terrific day. Bye-bye for now.